You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Switching up your wardrobe for the new season? ASOS is the only online fashion destination you need. And right now, new customers get 22% off with code PODLOVE. ASOS has more than 850 fashion brands, including exclusive labels ASOS Design and Topshop, plus legendary brands you know and love. Whether you want to refresh your denim lineup or need an outfit for a special occasion, ASOS has you covered. Head over to ASOS now for 22% off with code PODLOVE. That's PODLOVE. Offer ends September 28th. Terms apply. Visit ASOS.com to find out more.
If you want to design packaging, you better know how it'll stand up to being transported in planes, trains, and trucks. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
The noise is a vibration table. We have capabilities to simulate any type of transportation equipment, rail cars, airplanes, tractor trailers, and we can simulate the up and down movement of those trailers with this device.
Laszlo Horvat is an assistant professor in the Department of Sustainable Biomaterials at Virginia Tech.
So the noise that you are hearing is the table moving. What this table does, it moves up and down, simulating the exact movement of the trailer. If you would go on a highway, you could see that the trailer is bouncing a little bit. And this is exactly what this table simulates. We put packages on the top of the table. What we would like to simulate that when the package is traveling on the highway and the trailer moves, then the internal components of that package, maybe a motherboard of a computer, can be in resonance and then can break. And we would like to know whether it breaks or not to be able to redesign it correctly. Currently, we are running a rail car simulation. It is less hazardous than the trailer simulation, the over-the-road truck simulation, because the rails tend to be smoother than roads, but you still hear a frequent bump. Like when you're traveling on a rail, it's always this did it. Normally, truck transport is the most hazardous, then rail, and then airplane is the least hazardous vibration. Every type of transportation is different, and that's one of the most important things for companies, that when they are optimizing their packaging system for truck, and then they find out that rail transportation is much cheaper, they switch to rail, but every type of hazard, vibration, shock, compression is different for a rail car. If you don't know how packages will behave in these transportation modes, then you have massive failures.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.